The amendment provides that before an applicant or prospective tenant comes to the Tet Park, located at Kimball Junction, the county manager can give an approval for the use early on before the business invests a lot of time and money into an application. The amendment went to Snyderville Planning Commission. County Manager Bob Jasper said the amendment, as drafted, doesn't entirely agree with the recommendations, but it was tweaked to some extent. The Snyderville Commission said the use decision should be made by three people, including the manager. In the amendment, the decision is still made by just the manager, but calls on him or her to consult with the Community Development Director and the Chairman of the Planning Commission. On Wednesday, two council members said they had concerns because the use will be a unilateral decision by the manager, and members of the public who can appeal would be limited. Under the amendment, an appeal can only be filed by the applicant or by, quote, any adversely affected owner of real estate. Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas said he crafted that limitation because he was following state law.
It's an issue of standing. You have to have a particular injury that's different from the injury that the general public would have in order to have standing to bring an appeal. What I did is I used the County Land Use Management, Development and Management Act has a provision that talks about appeals by, I guess, actions by third parties in enforcement of county zoning regulations. And I used the exact language that they used, and that is adversely affected owner of real estate within the county.
County Manager Jasper said he agreed with the reasoning behind that, but an objection came from Council Member Roger Armstrong.
You just can't have anybody come, in my mind, somebody that doesn't like it one way or another, and they appeal every time. We're amending administratively an agreement between us and Boyer Company. They don't like that at all. They don't want to be constantly or run the risk of anybody that wants to can come in and appeal. So I'm okay.
So here's...
This is just a compromise.
Let me give you... Well, I think it compromises too far.
Armstrong said he's worried about the decision-making power given to a future county manager.
We've got an honest county manager right now. But if the honest county manager decided to retire and we inherited a corrupt county manager, the corrupt county manager could make a decision. He could claim that the decision was based on the use chart. It could then turn out that we have an invalid decision. It could be final and binding because it doesn't get appealed, and then somebody wakes up at some point. None of this, I don't think, is in the public eye. Is that correct? It all comes through.
No, when I sign official or approve official documents, it's all posted on the web.
Armstrong, though, said there won't be a public hearing on the prospective use, and the information on the website might well be followed by only about four people. Councilmember Chris Robinson said he was also concerned about limiting the people who can appeal. Armstrong said the public is concerned about the Tet Park, given the history of the first building, the Chamber Bureau headquarters, and the tenants that were allowed to go into it.
Where the county development director made certain decisions that were probably out of bounds. And it's got tenants in it currently, probably that shouldn't be there already. That's the fact of that particular development. And now we're adding to that a lot of unilateral decision-making. That's troubling to me. I appreciate the compromise. I appreciate their need for certainty. And I think this goes a long way to do that. But I appreciate that the public has substantial concerns about that particular development. It feels like there have already been overreaches for that particular development.
So the question, Roger, is what's the best way to fix that? And hold on a minute.
Jasper said the county staff didn't do a very good job with the first building, but he's committing to do a better job. He said a rogue county manager in the future can always be discharged by the council. Jasper said he did the best job he could, working at an agreement that had to be a compromise with the Boyer Company. Chris Robinson said a second concern of his is that applicants don't have to give much information. He was hoping for a kind of checklist that would disclose more about the kind of business, traffic impacts, square footage, and other items. But in an exchange with Robinson, Bob Jasper said he doesn't think a checklist is needed.
I will obviously, with the advice of Pat Putt, and the feedback from the Planning Commission, require information as to why I should make determinations that I do?
You don't have any bounds. This is the time. If you think you want to require information, write it in paragraph 4.14.4.1. Write it in there now if you think you're going to want that.
No, I don't. You're my boss, but I don't have to jump through that particular hoop.
I made
my broad statement, which is more of a common sense statement. It's rather than a written. I don't want to write.
You don't want a minimum requirement.
I don't want a checklist written out as part of this agreement.
Or even
because I find the checklists don't apply to all kinds of things.
However, three council members had few or no questions about the amendment. David Ure told us they need to have some good faith that the proposal will work. County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.